Obviously, I live in a bachelor pad where it's the old boy and I. He goes away most weekends, which is good.
For him. Good for him to get out and about.
No, because he goes to Sunny Coast to stay with Mum. But for some reason, they're thinking about changing the arrangement. Anyway, whatever. Mum's been back for a week, essentially, is the rub of the story.
So how long have you guys been just living as batches?
Oh, yeah.
So you've had a pretty good run.
It's been a while. Yeah. Been solid. And I love Mum in small doses. She was good to me as a child.
She was good to me as a child.
I mean,
she let me fully gestate. I mean, that's... Yeah,
the rearing.
That's a good person.
The rearing was good. She's done a lot of good things for me. Don't get me wrong. But she is... she's a fusser.
Oh, sure.
Look...
I don't think
she doesn't appreciate
unusual with mothers though.
She doesn't appreciate the bachelor lifestyle that Dad and I
have become accustomed to
have cultivated, which is
just
everything in
not doing anything.
It's everything in a pile and every pile in its place.
Sure,
you know, because she comes in making the mistake that it's messy. It's disorganized.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
that
we know
pile
what's going on.
That pile there contains this, 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 and this.
All right, can I give you a wife scenario from my house?
Yeah, sure.
Here's a fight that we have all the time. I said, why don't we just buy more white baskets for the laundry?
Yes, good one.
And she goes, no, because it needs to be put away. I said, but I don't have a basket currently because it hasn't been put away.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my own white basket, put my name on it, and I can go and find all my stuff in that white basket whenever I need it. Oh, no, you don't do that.
I love a basket system. That's what I'm running at home.
That's what it should be. It's easy. You just go, okay, need something? Get it out of the basket.
It's crazy. Like,
doesn't have to go in a wardrobe.
She wants everything. She's obsessed with putting everything in drawers and away.
Oh, yeah.
In inverted commas.
Oh, yeah.
And I just go, look, that doesn't mean that it's in a good place. You know, that means it's hidden away.
Quite often, you'll miss your favourite pair of jocks because somebody's put them in a drawer that you never use. This has happened to me, mate. I understand your pain.
And here's the kicker. Here's the worst one that happened in terms of compacting things and, getting things more organised. And I get my coffee out. So I drink instant, and there's a special type of instant that I like that's actually a bit more expensive. It's the indulgence blend of one of the...
I know you like to treat yourself.
Yeah, I know. I think it's like probably for a big one, it's about $3 to $5 more than the classic blend, right?
Wow.
So I have the classic blend to offer to other people when they come, and then I keep the indulgence blend for myself.
One's guest coffee, one's your personal stash.
So anyway, the missus and I go, and Mum's there, and I say to the missus, oh, do you want a cuppa? Yeah, sure. She goes, yeah, but can you get, for some reason, I don't know, poor taste buds, whatever, I'll want the classic blend, she says.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. Fine, you can have that. That's fine. That's saving me money. Yep, you go for it, babe. Go to the cupboard, and I grab the indulgence plan.
Yep.
And then I go, I can't seem to find the... Where's the... Say, Mum, have you seen the classic plan? She goes, oh, I combined a couple of those...
What?
I combined a couple of those earlier on. I said, a couple of what? She said, oh, yeah, with that one. With that one there.
No!
I said, what? She said, they've both got a roast score of 8. They've both got a score of 8 on the front.
Mum.
I said, one was classic and one was indulgence. This is sacrilege.
This woman really has to move out of her own house.